I have two special guests with me, actually both, I think, new to the station. So first of all, Akaya Anzik is here. She is a student at Two Harbors High School and a member of the International Club there. Hello, Akaya.
Hi.
And then also Gail Haryu, a language teacher at Two Harbors High School, is with us via phone. Thank you so much, Gail, for being here. As it turns out that there is an international club at Two Harbors High School, and you are planning some fun stuff. So, Ms. Haryu, do you want us to talk a little bit about your history with doing, I know you've done many trips. You've done them with students. You did them when you were young. You are a traveler, and it's just such an enriching piece of education that you've brought to Two Harbors High School. So share with us a little bit about your history and what your passion is here.
Sure. So I started traveling when I was in high school. My sister was in college and was living overseas doing a program, and she was working at an orphanage. So my first overseas program that I did was with my sister to go work in an orphanage in Chile. And we spent about 2 weeks at the orphanage, and then my sister and I started traveling up into Peru and Bolivia. And after that, I was kind of hooked on traveling and have done a lot since then. When I was in college, I did an international study abroad, and I lived in Venezuela for a year. And then after that, I just kind of kept traveling on my own and finding new places to go and meeting interesting people and taking friends with me who had never traveled and just watching their expressions on their faces and seeing them just get so excited about something new and knowing that I was part of their life. That when I went into teaching, the first place I was teaching was Aiken, Minnesota, and I did two trips in Aiken. I did one to Costa Rica with my first trip I did through EF Tours, and then we did a trip to Peru through EF Tours. And then when I didn't travel for quite a while as I had some children and kind of put that on the back burner and waited for them to get a little bit older. And then once I got to Two Harbors, we tried putting together a trip to Spain and France, but had a few international interferences with that one, and that one was not successful. And then we went to Mr. Stockdale and myself through, we call it the International Travel Club. We started taking students, we took students to Belize, I believe, I apologize, I think it was 2018 is the year that we did that, and it was so much fun, a great success. The students were wonderful. You know, some of them, it's your first time on an airplane. Some of them, you know, first time out of the country, or just traveling without your parents is always another experience too. We had a trip planned. We had a trip planned for Greece and Switzerland, but due to COVID, that one was canceled, which was really sad. They were 2 months before we were supposed to go, and they had been doing tons of fundraising.
I remember that. It was tragic.
It was tragic because they worked hard and fundraised about $15,000, but that was not, it was, everybody definitely put a lot of sweat equity into that, and that was just so hard to hear and see. And so after COVID, we waited a while before I felt like it was kind of a safe time to travel again, and I wanted to go overseas after COVID to see if, you know, what traveling was like now, and I did that. I was able to do that. The school let me go on a professional development in December, which was very grateful of, and realized that we can travel again. And so Mr. Stockdale, Ms. Ogg, and myself have put together a trip to Costa Rica that will be happening in 2024.
So exciting. So exciting and so fun to hear your history. I feel like you're just one of these people that are so unintimidated by the things that many people are intimidated by, and you just managed to get there and get students there and really reap the benefits of seeing different places, different cultures, different people, different assumptions, lifestyles, beautiful natural areas. I'm so happy you're doing this, and found out that Akaya was doing this with you. So Akaya, so, you know, what brought you to the International Travel Club? Why are you part of this?
So I first saw the meeting, and I was like, you know, it might be kind of fun to go. I've never been out of the country, and I really love traveling. And so I went, and at first I was like a little nervous because it was a little pricey. But then I was like, my mom talked me into it. My grandma talked me into it. She's like, it's going to be really educational. You're going to learn a lot about these other cultures, and you're going to have a lot of experience with these other things. And it would be really nice to have like some extra education about these kind of things that you don't always learn in school.
Good for you. Absolutely. I think that's exactly what Ms. Haryu has in mind when she posts those things. And how big a group do you have, Gail, going on right now?
We have 21 students going with us, which is a wonderful number, just a great number. And right now we're saying if we have like 5 more slots open and then when we're done, but those slots will be closed within the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So we'll just post it up one more time and that will be it.
And then how do you, I would think part of what's so daunting is raising the money for the travel for something like this. How do you even begin? What's your process there?
Well, we are doing one fundraiser for this whole entire program. The Moose has graciously donated $3,000 to the students.
Fabulous.
It was like the best email I think I've ever received when I saw that we'd like to donate. I was just taken back on how generous and how wonderful the community has been to support us. And after the Moose said that they were going to donate money, I asked them if we could possibly use their building to host a Costa Rican dinner. And we have a dinner, and lots of community members have offered. We have Sanju, Castle Danger, EF Tours is offering $300 gift travel, Split Rock. We have gift baskets from various buildings and places in Two Harbors. All week, we've been cooking pinto gallo. It's a rice and black bean dish, empanadas, flan, Costa Rican coleslaw salad. And the kids have been in the kitchens from 3 o'clock until about 5:30 every day this week. And
wonderful. Kaya, what do you have to say about this? Have you been working hard all week?
Yeah, I've stayed after school every day to work on food.
Yeah, and is there a bunch of you doing this every day?
There's quite a few of us. It's hard to do with like sports and stuff, so not everyone can stay after.
But right.
There's been quite a few of us.
Right. It seems like that's part of the fun of the trip almost, is building up these friendships right now and getting that action going. And so, is there a way, maybe this is for you, Ms. Haryu, for people, if they want to contribute to this, how can they contribute?
They could reach out to me via email. It's just gharyu@isd381.org. Or we have wonderfully randomly received little cards. They were just sent to the high school, and it just says International Travel Club, and then it will either go to Miss Benson or myself, and then we will put it into the club's funds that we have.
Great.
And we also are doing the International Travel Club does a scholarship. So tonight, the International Travel Club itself, through Two Harbors and the fundraising we've done, is offering $1,000 split up between 8 students, too. So we're pretty excited about that. So some of the money will go back into the scholarship for future years.
Ah, good idea. That's a great idea. And if you're desperate, you can also contact the radio right here to find out. And I will direct you to what Ms. Haryu just said, essentially. But we want to make sure anyone who has any inclination can contribute to this wonderful trip. What are you going to do once you're in Costa Rica, Gail?
We are going to the Arenal volcanoes. We are headed off to Monteverde, which I have to say is my favorite part of Costa Rica that I've ever been to. We'll be ziplining there, we'll be hiking volcanoes, we'll be going into the community, and we're not sure the activity we get to do with the community yet. We're hoping to go into the schools and tour the schools. We'll be touring plantations, we'll be going to zoos and different hot water, different springs, and talking with the locals and getting tours of the different runes that are there. So lots of fun things. Hopefully we get a little beach time.
Yeah. And is this all through a program, or are you the program?
Oh, no. It's through EF Tours. I've traveled with us. It's a great company to travel with.
Okay.
They've done some really good things. They've always walked us through it. But EF Tours is the company. And then we, like the International Travel Club at our school, we we research all the different companies that we think are the best, but that's who we're traveling with.
Yep. Yep. Wonderful. Well, do you have anything else to say, either one of you, before we sign off? I'm so glad to be able to share about this on the radio. I think there are probably many listeners who are inspired by this and would and want to play a part or at least cheer you on. Anything else? Well, thank you both so much for being with us, and good luck in all your planning for this big trip next year.
Thank you, Katya.
Yes, you're welcome. So that was Akeya Ancik, student, and Gail Haryu, teacher, talking about the International Travel Club here at Two Harbors High School.